堂听 class.com。
The Lady or the Tiger by Frank Stockton. Long ago, there lived a semi-barbaric king who had a great imagination. One of his ideas was to build a big arena as an agent of justice, where crime was punished or virtue rewarded. When a subject was accused of a crime of sufficient importance to interest the king,Public notice was given that on an appointed day, the fate of an accused person would be decided in the king's arena. When all the people had assembled in the galleries, and the king, surrounded by the court, sat high up on his throne, on one side of the arena, he gave a signal, a door beneath him opened, and the accused subject stepped out into the arena.Directly opposite him on the other side were two doors, exactly alike and side by side. It was the duty and the privilege of the person on trial to walk directly to these doors and open one of them. He could open either door he pleased. He was subject to no guidance or influence, only chance. If he opened one, there came out of it a cruel and hungry tiger,which immediately sprang upon him and tore him to pieces as punishment for his guilt. But if the accused person opened the other door, there came forth a lady, the most suitable to his age and station that the king could select from among his fair subjects, and to this lady he was immediately married as a reward for his innocence. It didn't matter that he might possess a wife and family,or that his affections might be engaged upon a lady of his own selection. The wedding took place immediately and in the arena. Bells rang, people shouted glad hurrahs, and the innocent man led his bride home. This was the king's method of administering justice. Its fairness was obvious. The accused person was instantly punished if he found himself guilty, and, if innocent,he was rewarded on the spot. The institution was a very popular one. The element of uncertainty gave interest to the occasion, which could not otherwise have happened. The king had a beautiful and willful daughter. She was the apple of his eye, and he loved her above all humanity. Among his courtiers was a young man of a low station, whom the princess loved because he was very handsome and brave.This love affair moved along happily for many months, until one day the king happened to find out about it. He immediately had the youth imprisoned and appointed a day for a trial in the arena. Never before had such a case occurred. Never before had a subject dared to love the daughter of a king. The tiger cages of the kingdom were searched for the most savage beasts,from which the fiercest one could be selected for the arena. Young and beautiful maidens were carefully surveyed in order that the young man might have a suitable bride, if fate did not determine him a different destiny. Of course, everybody knew that the deed with which the accused was charged had been done. He loved the princess and did not deny it,But the king would take pleasure in watching the events which would determine whether or not the young man had done wrong in allowing himself to love the princess. The day of the trial arrived. From far and near the people gathered and crowded the galleries of the arena. The king and his court entered and sat in their places opposite the twin doors. All was ready. The signal was given.A door beneath the royal party opened, and the lover of the princess walked into the arena. Tall and handsome, he was greeted by a hum of admiration. Half the audience had not known that so grand a youth had lived among them. No wonder the princess loved him. What a terrible thing for him to be there. As the youth advanced into the arena, he turned, as the custom was, to bow to the king.But he did not think at all of that royal personage. His eyes were fixed upon the princess, who sat to the right of her father. From the very moment that the decree had gone forth that her lover should decide his fate in the arena, she had thought of nothing else. Possessed of more power and determination than anyone connected with a previous case, she found out the secret of the doors. She knew behind which door stood the tiger cage with its open front, and behind which door waited the lady. She had used both gold and determination to find out the secret. The princess also knew who the lady was. It was one of the most beautiful of the ladies of the court, and the princess hated her. Often the princess had seen, or imagined that she had seen, this fair creature glancing with admiration at her lover, and sometimes the princess thought that these glances were returned. Now and then she had seen them talking together. When her lover looked at her and his eyes met hers, he knew that she knew behind which door crouched the tiger and behind which stood the lady. He had expected her to know it, as he understood her nature and determination. Then it was that his quick and anxious glance asked the question, "Which?" It was as plain to her as if he had shouted it from where he stood. There was not an instant to be lost. The question was asked in a flash. It must be answered in another. She raised her hand and made a slight, quick movement toward the right. No one but her lover saw her. Every eye was fixed on the man in the arena. Every breath was held, and every eye remained fixed on that man. Without the slightest hesitation, he went to the door on the right and opened it. Now, the point of the story is this. Did the tiger come out of the door, or did the lady? The more we think about this question, the harder it is to answer. It involves a study of the human heart, which leads us through devious mazes of passion, out of which it is difficult to find our way. The soul of the princess beat with a white heat beneath the combined fires of despair and jealousy. She had lost him, but who should have him? How often in her waking hours and in her dreams had she thought of her lover opening the door on the other side of which waited the cruel fangs of the tiger? But how much oftener had she seen him at the other door, and she could see his delight as he opened the door of the lady? Her soul had burned with agony as she imagined him rushing to meet that woman, with her sparkling eyes of triumph. She further imagined the glad shouts of the crowd as the two handsome people were married and walked away showered with flowers. Her one despairing shriek was lost in the noise. Would it not be better for him to die at once? And yet that awful tiger, those shrieks, that blood. Her decision had been indicated in an instant, but it had been made after days and nights of anguished thought. She had known she would be asked. She had decided what she would answer, and, without the slightest hesitation, she had moved her hand to the right. The question of her decision is not to be lightly considered, and it is not for me to presume to set myself up as the one person able to answer it. And so I leave it with all of you. Which came out of the open door, the lady or the tiger?